When many of us last Saturday were either just kind of puttering around the yard or maybe taking in a movie, 23-year-old pianist and Fresno native Michael Delphine was back in town, performing in the Fresno Musical Club's Susan Torres Award competition and receiving first place. And there will be a follow-up cash prize and recital May the 10th at the Fresno Art Museum. It's a special edition of Young Artist Spotlight here as we do our small part in welcoming Michael back to Fresno. Fair to say that between coast-to-coast travel for competitions and other appearances, Michael is a resident of Baltimore, where he maintains a private studio and is on the faculty of the Baltimore School of Music, not to mention, oh, by the way, his being a double bachelor's degree major, music at the Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore, and history at, speaking of Baltimore, Johns Hopkins University, where he is the recipient of a Bloomberg Scholarship and double degree grant. We're going to be hearing performances from Michael today, quite obviously, and we'll get into his background in just a moment. But first, Michael, I have to say, with all of this background, I almost feel like Charlie Rose here saying, I'm pleased to welcome Michael Delphine back at this table, as he's been here twice before, 2005 and 2008. Michael, I understand now, you had already been playing the piano at the age of 9 for 2 years, and apparently you stumbled across the CD cabinet of your parents, and you came across some Mozart CDs, and that kind of changed everything for you?
Yes, it I always get at a loss for words when I remember that incident, because it was really the single thing that launched my real interest in classical music. I had been playing piano for 2 years, and I knew we had always had these CDs, An Evening of Mozart or something like that, and I just came across them, and then I figured, well, I wonder what these could be, because at the time I was into messing around with tape recorders and the like. And then I took these CDs, put them in, and thought, holy smokes, what is this I'm listening to? This is amazing.
Now, to the extent that you can – we're going to get to some more here in a moment, but let's stay with the story for just a second. To the extent that you can remember here, ages 7 and 8, before you stumbled, for lack of a better word, across the Mozart, did you still think – was the piano still in your mind as what you were going to do, or did you say, you know, do I really have to do this? I don't know about this.
Well, for 2 years, we didn't actually have a piano. I was practicing on a keyboard, and when we moved to the Central Valley, because I'm originally from Pinole in the Bay Area, I started lessons with this one teacher, and that's when we got – the piano, and this was before my previous teacher, Carol Oakes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's listening, so I need to shout out hello to her.
Well, let's do that right now. I was going to ask you, what? Tell us what she meant to you. That was for a bit later, but now's the best time to do that.
Carol Oakes is probably the reason I have such a passion for music. She not only gave me a foundation in piano playing, but she gave me a real love for music as an art, as a language, as a powerful, powerful means of communication, and really as a way of life. Something that someone can be so passionate about, to dedicate one's life to studying it and performing it, and then the greatest gift, giving it to others.
That's
in
right.
Performance and in teaching. So
right.
She was probably the greatest musical influence on my life.
And just ahead of your performance we're going to hear right now, I can say here that at the risk of embarrassment, Michael soloed for the Kennedy Center Millennium Stage, the Chautauqua Music Festival, the Eastern Music Festival, the Aspen Music Festival Spotlight Recitals, the American Beethoven Society, the Santa Barbara Beethoven Fest, the Central California Bach Festival, and the Peabody Conservatory of Music Thursday Noon Recital Series. Just a few lines from probably a couple of pages here of performances and some of the geography you've already visited. Let's get to some music first, and we'll come back and chat a bit more. What are we going to hear first?
Well, first on the menu today is a selection from Franz Joseph Haydn, classical composer. It's his Sonata in B minor. It's a three-movement work, very unusual key for a classical composer. While they're typically writing in C or G or D or A or F, B flat, E flat, mm-hmm. your typical not too unusual keys. Then there's this much darker work by a composer who is actually extremely innovative, probably even more so than Beethoven at the time, considering he invented the symphony, invented the string quartet. And if he didn't invent them, he was the one who caused their existence to be known. His instrumental music really speaks of who he was as an individual. We typically think of him as a very jovial character.
Papa Haydn.
Yes, exactly, Papa Haydn. But this work is actually a far cry different from, let's say, his London symphonies, which are very ebullient, very joyful works.
And we're going to hear the Allegro, right? The first movement, the Allegro Moderato of Franz Joseph Haydn's Sonata in B minor. Michael Delphine, pianist. Thank you. Haydn's Sonata in B Minor, Michael Delphine, pianist, originally from Fresno, now spending some time in Baltimore. And speaking of that, if we can return to just a bit of the Johns Hopkins experience, the double major, connecting music to literature, history, and everything. But a double major, Michael, can you explain that for us?
I like to tell people that I'm getting 3 degrees, a degree in history, piano, and insanity.
There you go.
Because managing all the time, the academic requirements, which, by the way, to all musicians out there, be very thankful you've had academics. They make you a more well-rounded person.
Right.
People kind of box musicians into a category of people who know how to do one thing and nothing else. But in fact, other studies that we've had really impact what we do as musicians. And for me personally, having studies in history, learning how to write those unholy papers while managing the practice time, you start to find out that in history you'll have certain interests. In music, you, of course, may have certain interests in certain composers, but the real goldmine for people who have interests outside of music is when they find that the musical interests and their other interests start to align.
Michael Delphine here on Young Artist Spotlight. What is next?
This is a mouthful. Composer from Poland, Kazimierz Sorocki, born in 1922, died in 1981. He spent some time studying at the Paris Conservatory with actually, he and I have a common musical ancestor, too. For a lot of Fresno audiences may recognize the name of Bob Bennett from a number of years ago. He taught piano at Fresno State, and Carol Oakes studied with him, and I coached a little bit with him privately.
In the meantime, this is from your recital, right? Is that correct?
Yes, I played this set of pieces on my senior recital at Peabody back in November. Anyway, I should mention what the piece is called. It's a suite of preludes from 1952. There's 7 movements, and I'll be playing the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 7th. This is Polish composer Kazimierz Sorocki.
And at the conclusion of this, we can chat just a bit about your own compositions or any direction you're taking, moving in that direction. And here we have the suite of preludes.
Thank you.
Young Artist Spotlight, Michael Delphine with us here. And on this Wednesday afternoon, we heard a suite of preludes from
Kazimierz Sarocki,
who did a certain amount of composing himself. And what about your own composing now? Now, I realize, now, your performance schedule, we've barely touched on that. I mean, solo and collaborative and also concerto, but also you're getting to write just a bit too, I suppose, about a dozen pieces or so I think I saw on your website.
Oh, yes. These are major. I say major because they're compositions I've completed, polished, edited, and performed. A recent composition is a work called Sanctuary for piano and a small orchestra, depicting conversation between an almighty God and a mortal human. It's about 12 minutes long, and through a process of melodic and thematic transformation, there's a sense of total peace and calm, as though a wandering and a searching finally is met with answers and real inner peace.
I bet we hear that the next time you're here to visit us.
Oh, why not?
In the meantime, let's see, you talked about the triple major you have, history, music, insanity, and I'm guessing the fourth one is lack of sleep. But
this is true.
We have time for one more quick story before we hear your final selection for us, which will be from Franz Liszt. Your appearance at the Bulgarian embassy in Washington, how did that come about?
That was quite an adventure. Mainly because afterward we were actually running to catch a train. But I was a founding member of a trio based in Baltimore with clarinetist Joel Weska and cellist Francis Barofsky, both very dear friends of mine. And we were playing several movements of the Brahms clarinet trio as winners of the Levine Chamber Music Competition. And part of the prize was to perform also, again, at the Kennedy Center and at the Bulgarian Embassy. And we took a trip down there, ate some wonderful hors d'oeuvres, and performed to a most enthusiastic audience. It's one thing I've noticed about the Bulgarian musicians I've known is they're extremely enthusiastic to hear good music. And we were happy to play, so it worked out really well.
The many memories you have already at the age of 23. And we hear now Franz Liszt. This will be an extended selection from Michael Delphine here on Young Artist Spotlight. We hear this selection of Liszt's Fantasia.
This piece is, I can't exactly pronounce the French, and I won't offend any French-speaking audiences out there.
Makes two of us.
Yeah. but the title is called After a Reading of Dante, Fantasia Quasi Sonata. It's fantasy like a sonata or vice versa. And the inspiration is a poem by Victor Hugo, not actually Dante himself, but Hugo read Dante, Liszt read Hugo.
There we are.
And that's the story of the piece.
And Michael Delphine performs. Thank you. Young Artist Spotlight, Michael Delphine, with that selection from Franz Liszt. And as we wrap up this broadcast and this visit of Michael back to Fresno before he heads back to Baltimore, and I understand by way of Oklahoma for another stop even on the way, we have him here to just give his thoughts about this career so far, and again at the age of 23, and also looking forward to the years. Michael?
It's a very deep topic, but you know, we'll keep it brief. You see, musicians as a people in performance or lessons, we really have a job to do to make music real and accessible, not just as an eclectic pursuit, but as such a powerful art of communication. And I mean, personally, if I can touch the lives of my audience and my students, then my vision of making music relevant for people will be fulfilled. And at this time, my generation is faced with an incredibly daunting task of bearing the torch of an artistic legacy. The importance of this in society is diminishing with each successive decade. And I personally want to be among those who proclaim the gift of music to the 21st century world. Music is still relevant. And the classical musician's flame must endure, not just for our own enjoyment, but really for the sake of the art to which it belongs.
Michael, upcoming performances or likely performances in the Fresno area we should know about?
Oh, two very important ones. The Fresno Musical Club Winner's Recital will be May 10th. It's on a Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Fresno Art Museum. And then on June 7th at 3 o'clock in the Fresno State Concert Hall, I will be presenting a solo program of works by Handel, Beethoven, Chopin, Prokofiev, and my own music.
Thank you, Michael. We've been hearing from Michael Delphine, and don't worry, you'll be part of it. That's for sure. Michael Delphine. Remember, if it's the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday from now through April on Valley Public Radio, it's another broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight, support for which comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week, March 26th, the Fresno City College Advanced Guitar Ensemble, and the following week, April the 2nd, the President's Quintet of Fresno State University, and then, April 9th, the Fresno Pacific University String Quartet. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason. Glad you were here.